Okay. We are at Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. And the Gemara wants to know, how do I know Achais Ishtai, person's wife's sister, it makes no difference paternal or maternal, right? So the Gemara said, we want to compare it to sister. Sister makes no difference, that's Beferish in the Pasuk. So wife's sister is the same. But the Gemara, maybe wife's sister is like an aunt, like a father's brother's wife, where it's only paternal, not maternal. So the Gemara tries to make a logical comparison. Who is it more similar to? On one hand, person's wife's sister is similar to his sister, it's his own relative, because Rashi says Ishtai Kegufay, right? Because Ishtai is his wife. So we view it as his own relative. Kreve Atzmei Chashiv Lei, that's what Rashi says. And the Dasa is his father's relative. Or we can say it came through marriage. The Dasa came through marriage. And Achais Ishtai comes through marriage. It's his wife's sister. He had to marry his wife. So maybe it's similar to that. So we don't know. So logically, we have no way of knowing at this point. The Zakta Gemara. And for the Gemara Ella, we are on the Nehem and Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, ninth line from the top, last word on the line, Ella.
When we have a topic, we're going to make a hekish, which way?
Not a hekish, it's a mamatino.
But when we have a hekish, we say, why don't we say that it's an
inheritance? I don't know if mamatino is that rule applies. In the hekish, you're right. And for the Gemara, Elam Eishas Achyafina. The answer is, we compare it to brother's wife. The Shekei Damei De Kedushin Akreve Atzmai. That is exactly similar to a wife's sister. It's his own relative, meaning it's his own generation, it's his brother's wife, and it's through marriage. It's his wife's sister, it's similar to a brother's wife. And by a brother's wife, as we will prove momentarily, it's whether it's a paternal brother or a maternal brother. How do I know a brother's wife is even maternal? Maybe a person only can't marry his paternal brother's wife, but his maternal brother's wife, maybe he can marry. This is in Parshas Achrei Mais. Do not marry your brother's wife. Do not live with your brother's wife. The Brisa says, whether paternal or maternal. And the Brisa asks, maybe it's only paternal, not maternal. Vidinu, logical. We're going to try logic. You're chayiv here and you're chayiv by your sister. Sister is both paternal and maternal, and that's a pasuk. Maybe go a different way. Maybe a brother's wife is like a father's brother's wife. Maybe it should be only paternal, not maternal. And the Brisa continues. Nirum Midaima. Who should we compare a brother's wife to? Don in Krayve Atzmai, be Krayve Atzmai. You judge a person's own relative from his own relative, meaning his generation, his own generation, his brother's wife is similar to his sister. Right? You don't go to an aunt who is the father's relative. Or perhaps go in a different direction. Maybe Achaisai is different. So I'm going to take a chumash here now, because this pasuk, just want to make sure I read it exactly the way it is. So this is a pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mais. In Parshas Achrei Mais, when it lists the arayas, not in Kedushim, where it repeats some of them, but in Achrei Mais, it says, Ervas Achicha Hi is extra words. Ervas Eishes Achicha Leitzigale. You got the message. What is Ervas Achicha Hi? What is the repetition in the same pasuk? Ervas Eishes Achicha Leitzigale. Ervas Achicha Hi. Well, you just told me. Ervas Eishes Achicha Leitzigale. What is Ervas Achicha Hi and adding to the mix? Zakti Gemara, Talmud Leimar Ervas Achicha Hi. The repetition of Ervas Achicha Hi is to tell me, Beimin Av, Beimin Ein. So I know Eishasach from the extra words Ervas Achicha Hi. Once I know Eishasach, Achais Isha is totally similar to Eishasach. Because Eishasach is your own relative, your generation, through marriage. Achais Isha is your generation through marriage. It's exactly the same. Toidasa is your father's relative. Right? Now, had we not had Eishes Achicha, you could have made an argument it's through marriage. It's different than a sister who's not through marriage. But now, once we have this pasuk Eishes Achicha Hi, that reveals to me that even though it's through marriage, but if it's your generation, it's both paternal and maternal, so we apply it to Achais Isha. Dr. Ashi. Okay, Gassin and Hacha, one little Rashi, Eves Achichahi. That's it. Rashi has nothing else to say in this Gemara. What?
What does that mean?
Your wife's sister, whether it's a paternal sister or maternal sister.
We're learning that from brothers.
We're learning it from brother's wife. Because in logic, wife's sister has all the characteristics of brother's wife. Your generation, it's your relative as opposed to through a parent. And it's through marriage.
But there's a cooler there by her. If the wife died, she's Muslim.
Yeah, but again, you're right. That's a cooler that Achais Isha has. But therefore, why should that affect whether it's paternal or maternal? Meaning, how can I learn it out? Why don't I say, we see Achais Isha is more cooler dick, so maybe it's more cooler dick in this way as well. I don't have an answer to that question. Unless the Gemara feels that that's not a reason. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Dr. Gemara. Behema. Now the Gemara questions the drasha of Eishes Ach. So we finished. Let me just review quickly. We started up yesterday saying Achais Av, Achais Aim. The Torah repeated in Kedushin, in Kedushim, to tell me that it's even paternal or maternal. Which if not, it's similar to the Dasai. Maybe it's similar to the Dasai, we weren't sure. Then because we got into Achais Av and Achais Aim, we wanted to know, what is the halacha by Achais Isha? Right? Is that paternal, maternal, or is that not paternal, maternal? So we tried to find logic. We couldn't find logic. So we compared it logically to Eishes Ach. And by Eishes Ach, we also didn't know, but the Torah wrote an extra pasuk to tell me paternal, maternal. Once I know Eishes Ach, I compare it to Achais Isha. You know, Tosfos Gemara seems to decide Gemara. But if somebody, in Shas, if somebody says, how do I know Achais Isha is paternal, maternal? The answer is look at the Sugya Yevamos, where the Gemara proves it. This is where we prove which arayas are paternal and maternal, and which arayas are only paternal. So far we found only one erva that's only paternal, and that's a father's sister and a mother's sister. No, I'm sorry, that was paternal and maternal. We found Deidasai. The father's brother's wife is only his paternal brother's wife, not his maternal brother's wife. That was the only one. The other ones, we found sources that it's not that way, but we have to find a source. If not, we have to figure it out.
Right, so that's
right. So Tyson says it's a giloy, that the word achva considers it's both. That might answer your question as well. It's defining the word achva. Your brother is a brother, both paternally and maternally, so her sister is the same thing. It's defining sister and brother, as the Tyson says. Don't think about that. The Ema, who says that that's what Eves Achicha Hi is coming to tell me? Maybe both are talking about a brother's wife, a paternal brother's wife. Not that Eves Achicha Hi is including maternal brother. Maybe it is paternal brother. And one is coming to tell me that it's Aser if she has children during the lifetime of her husband. And one is coming to tell, meaning if he divorces her, period. If he divorces her, you're not allowed to marry her if she has children. And chada is if he dies and she has children, you're not allowed to marry her. Meaning maybe the Torah wrote Eves Achicha Hi to tell me that even if he dies, the Isser Eishes Ach still goes on. Maybe without the pasuk Eves Achicha Hi, I would think if your brother divorces his wife, then there's an Isser of Eishes Ach. But if your brother dies, if the person's brother dies, there's no Isser of Eishes Ach. That's what I would think. Rashi b'chaya b'ayla im girsha. Zok the Gemara, eila b'ana b'chaya b'ayla mid'rabuna nafka. That we already had. The Gemara brought earlier that from Isha Siyikach as Eishas Ochav Nidahi on the Amid Beis to tell me that Eishas Ochav does not go off by divorce. Remember, back on the Amid Beis, the Gemara had an extra pasuk, Isha Siyikach as Eishas Ochav Nidahi, and the Gemara learned from there, you shouldn't think that Eishas Ochav is something that gets removed by divorce, and therefore Yibum is a lesser Kiddush, we talked about that 2 days ago, and therefore the Torah wrote Eishasachav Nidahi to say that Eishasach does not come off by divorce. So I know already that Eishasach is not mutter by divorce. So I don't need a pasuk here, one for after divorce and one for after death, because after divorce I already have a pasuk. Zakti Gemara, you're right. It was Rashi. Midrabuna, the Ksiv Eishasachav Nidahi Kedalil, like we had on the Amid Beis, that Eishasachav is Nidahi. Dr. Gemara still, Ve'ema, Idiv Eishasachav Nav. I can still say that these two psukim, which is Erev Sachicha Litzgalai, 1, Erev Sachicha Hi, 2, is going by a paternal brother's wife, Chodah the Yeshlabana Machaya Baila, Lechodah. But before we asked, I'm sorry, I don't know if I did it right before. Let's go back. He divorces her. He divorces her and she has no children. Right, I made a mistake. I skipped 2 months. The Gemara's Havamina was, maybe one Pasuk is coming to tell me that divorce is not matter with children, and one Pasuk is telling me that divorce is not matter without children. Dr. Gemara, Ein Labana B'chaya B'ayla Mid Rav Huna Nafka. That I already learned from Rav Huna that said Eishas Ochav Nidahi, that as long as he's alive, right? As long as he's alive, Eishas Ochav does not go off. Correct the Gemara, Ve'emi Idim Idim Eishas Ochav Nav, Chazad the Eish Labana B'chaya B'ayla, Chazad the Eish Labana B'chamisas B'ayla. Maybe the second plastic is coming to tell me if he dies and she has children, then it's Usher. Again, the first kasha of Gemara had been, one is talking about he divorces her and she has children, and one is talking about he divorces her and he doesn't have children. So that we answer, we learn now from Rav Huna, that says divorce does not remove Eishasach. But maybe death removes Eishasach, whether she has children or whether she doesn't have children. Maybe death removes Eishasach. Divorce doesn't remove Eishasach. Again, the Torah wrote Ervas Eishasachicha Loisgale, Ervas Achichahi. It's an extra pasuk of Ervas Achichahi. So we use that extra pasuk to tell me a maternal brother's wife. Our question is, maybe it's defining the issur of paternal brother. So first we wanted to say, maybe it's defining that divorce does not remove the issur even if she has no children. You would think that divorce removes the issur if she doesn't have children. Maybe only with children is it usur, not without children. So the Gemara says, that I already learned that from Rav Huna, neither he told me that divorce doesn't remove the answer. Now, but maybe the extra blessings to tell me that death doesn't remove the answer if she has children. See, remember the background, there's Yibum, that allows a person to marry his brother's wife after death, right? So maybe there's no insurrection after death. And Ervas Achichahi is to tell me, no, there is an Isser Eishasach after death, but only paternal brother.
We can't infer it from the mitzvah of
Yibum? Zok the Gemara. Yesh labanam achamitas v'ayla loitzvichakra. For that I wouldn't need a pasuk. V'tavar rachmana she'en labanam muteret. Since the Torah made a mitzvah of Yibum when she doesn't have children, ha yesh labanam asura. Right? That I could infer from the mitzvah of Yibum. Who says? Maybe if there's no children, she can't marry anybody else. And if she has children, she's free to go or marry him. How do you know that the Isser Eishasach didn't go off? Maybe it went off. There's no mitzvah for him to do Yibum because he actually has children. But maybe it's not us. Again, we love to do that because we'd rather Yibum not be Deichakaris. And by doing this, Yibum is not being Daichad the Karas. Inami, Ein Labanim Mitzvah, Yesh Labanim Rishos. Or I could say, Ein Labanim is a Mitzvah, Yesh Labanim, he wants to. Inami, Ein Labanim in, Yesh Labanim Loi. Maybe it's a Zivil Ababam Kase Asay, but it's only an Isser Asay. Kase Rechvana Kachi, the Eves Achim Gila. So maybe, I'm sorry, that's the answer. So maybe that's what Eves Achim Gila is. Maybe Erev's Achikahi is to tell me that even after Misa, the Isser exists in their children. How do I know to use Erev's Achikahi to a maternal brother? Maybe it's talking about a paternal brother, and it's saying by a paternal brother, the Isser doesn't go up after death. And for the Gemara Kasim Karachina, there's another pasuk, and that's in Kedoshim. In Kedoshim, when the Torah repeats some of that rayas, it says over there, that pasuk we darshan already. Then it said Erev's Achav Gila. It repeated the words, Erev's Achav Gila. Why do I need those three words there? So those three words tell me that Achamisa is still an Isser of their children. So that leaves Erev's Achikahi as an extra pasuk. Erev's Achikahi is to tell me paternal and maternal. So we have two extra pasukim.
Even after brother's death, it's forbidden.
If there is children.
If no children.
Then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. We were looking to say that death removes the Isser Eishes Ach. If there's no children, there's a mitzvah. If there are children, there's no mitzvah. But it's not Asher. Because remember, our point is, we'd rather Yibum not remove a Karas. And if we can make it that it's not a chorus, we feel much better about ourselves. So maybe that's what Erev's Achikahi is coming to tell me, that it is a chorus. Look, the Gemara, for that I have Erev's Achikahi, Parshas Kedush. So I have those three words to tell me that it doesn't go off with death if there's children. So Erev's Achikahi is extra to tell me maternal brother. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Period. Zog the Gemara weiter. The Ema, so now we've proven that a person's maternal brother's wife is prohibited to him like his paternal brother's wife. So now the Gemara has another question. Let us say that a brother's maternal brother's wife is similar to a brother's paternal brother's wife, meaning, Ma Eishas Achmin Av, La Acham Misa Sharya, if the brother dies without children, she's permitted to her brother-in-law, Yibum, maybe Yibum is even by maternal brother. How do you know? Once you're equating the two, and you're saying there's no difference between your paternal brother's wife, person's paternal brother's wife, and a person's maternal brother's wife, so maybe the mitzvah of Yibum exists by both. Okay, we'll see that. We'll get there. And for the Gemara, Amakra he, Eves Achicha he, Baba Yasatehe, that we're including maternal brother, that she remains usher all the time. There is no heter of Yibum. That's what the Gemara answers. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Av Eishes Ach, Minayim Achamisas Bayel Sharia, Bilei Borim Sharia. Correct Rashi. Min Taimer, Yafin and Ach, Vacham, and Bnei Yaakov. Didn't we learn out that the mitzvah of Yibum is only by paternal brother from Bnei Yaakov? We could say the mitzvah is by paternal, but by maternal it's allowed. And that answers your question from Nachla. Because maybe that's when it's a mitzvah and the other one is a reshus. And from that pasuk we included Eishes Ach Minayim, and it said he. He to tell me that the Isser remains permanently. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Havamina of the Gemara was Not that there's a mitzvah yibum by maternal brother's wife, because that you can't say because of Achva Achav Ibn Yaakov or from Nachla, whatever way you want it to learn. The answer is that's the mitzvah is. But maybe the Isser Eish Yitzchak goes off with the death if there's no children, both paternal and maternal. It's in the same plastic. The answer is, he says, no, that what you just included, which is Eish's maternal brother's wife, is a permanent Isser, doesn't get removed by death. Yes. That's what the Gemara said. Correct. Fine. So we ended our trek through which ones are paternal and maternal. We figured out Eish Yisach, we figured out Achais Isha, we figured out the Dasai, and we figured out Achais Av, Achais Ein. Those were the four that we were dealing with. And we figured out the three of them are both paternal and maternal. The exception to the rule was the Gassai, where we learned out from Daidai and Ben Daidai that it's only paternal father's paternal brother's wife, not a father's maternal brother wife. That's what we figured out so far. Once we're dealing with the Sukkim, we have a different issue. That is in Parshas Kedoshim.
Is that aunt only paternal?
What?
Is aunt only paternal?
By a father's brother's wife, it's only a father's paternal brother's wife. Correct.
Grammatically,
it sounds better if you did it. The Arabic is not everything. Okay. Now, the next Kasha in Gemara is in Parshas Kedoshim. It repeats Karas by Achaisai. But in Parshas Achrimais, it says, "Eves bas eches avicha meledes avicha achayt chayi leitzgal ervasa." So it says in Parshas Achrimais, "Do not live with your sister." And at the end, it said that everybody gets karas. All the ones that are repeated in Parshas Kedoshim, we had a drasha for. We had a drasha for Nida, we had a drasha for Eish Yisach, we had a drasha for Achais Aviv and Achais Imai. Every one of the repetitions, or the ones that get Mises Bet, they were repeated in Kedoshim because they get a different punishment. Achais is repeated, and it gets Karas. What in the world did the Torah repeat Achais for? There's no new halacha by Achais. Achais we learned in Parshas Achrimais. And Achaisa is both paternal, maternal, beferish in the Pasuk. Beferish in the Pasuk. So what is the reason the Torah has to say Karas again by Achaisa? Frakti Gemara, Achaisa is accustomed to make Karas Lamali. Why did the Torah write Karas by Achaisa? Dr. Ashi, Achaisa Kakasa Bekara Shwali, Kim the Darshan Hara, Yudarshan Hara from Nida, Ukwa Yisari, the Kulu Kara, the Kulu, and Yudarshan all the extra Psukim. So Kara is Achaisa my Tidrish Bay. Akwa Nixa Bekal Arai is Venikus one of Fasha Sides. And for the Gemara, the Kurab Yechanan, Zamarab Yechanan, Shim Asan Kulam Behelam Achas, Kaya Bekal Achas Yachas. The Torah wrote at the end of Parshas Achrimais, if you do any one of these things, we call it Tevis Eilu V'Nichrusa. V'Shaygig, what is the punishment for Karas? Chatas. So if one does any one of the Arayas, they do Chatas. How about if they do two Arayas? V'Shaygig. They do two. Now, halacha is, if you do the same Avera twice, you get one Karban. If you do two different Averas, you bring two Karbanas. That's the halacha. If a guy plants twice on Shabbos b'shagig, he only brings one carbon chatas. If he plants and harvests, then he brings one for planting and one for harvesting. How about two arayas? Is that considered two of the same? Because they're all under the heading arayas, it's all one avera. And therefore, if a person were to live with his sister and his brother's wife, b'shagig, he would be considered, he only bring one chatas for doing an avera multiple times. What do we say? Each erva is its own avera. So that's what the Karas by Achaisa is coming to tell me. The Torah wrote Karas specifically by Achaisa to tell me. Achaisa gets Karas individually. It's called in halacha, Davar Shehayah Beklal,
V'yotza min haklal l'lamed. Moi l'am l'lamed al atzma yotza. El l'lamed al haklal kula yotza. For those who say Rabbi Shmuel every morning, they say this every morning. Which means, Achaisa was part of the rule of Arayas. And the Torah came and told you Achaisa has its own specific karas. That means the Torah is teaching me Achaisa is an Isra by itself. So don't think that the Torah only meant Achaisa. It used an Achaisa as an example to teach me about the whole rule of Arayas. That each one of the Ervas is considered its own Avera. So, that's what it's coming to teach me. Rashi. If it only were written one chorus at the end of Achri Vais, I mean, if you did them all in one shaygig, then Chayev Alachaza. You did two without knowing in between. You'd only bring one. Hashtag Adavishay Baklau, the Yasim and Aklau Lalame. It was part of a rule, and it left the rule to teach. The Torah wrote Karas to say, you're Chayev by itself. I've called you here, but Chayev and Allah b'fnei atzma. That is what Rabbi Yochanan does with the extra pasuk by Achaisai that says Karas. In fact, the Gemara, how about Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak says a different shot in that. He says, the Amar Kol Chayev increases b'klal hayu, but Lama Yatsis the Karas of Achaisai, the Taina b'Karas of the Malkas. Rabbi Yitzchak says, that any current, we paskin not like Rabbi Yitzchak, we say anybody that violates a current is b'mezin, and he's warned that if he does it, he'll get malchus, gets malchus. For instance, somebody goes to eat on Yom Kippur, and we say to him, don't eat. And he says, I don't care. And we say, if you eat, we're going to get you malchus. And he says, I don't care. We give him malchus. That's how we paskin. Every chayv increases, gets malchus, besides for two, which are not lavin, Pesach and Milah. But all the chayv increases that are lavin, all the arayas that are chayv increases, all chayv increases, if he's warned that if he does it, it gets malchus, he gets malchus. That means included in the punishment of karas is the punishment of malchus for violating the lav. So if a person does a chayv increases and he gets warned about the malchus, he gets the malchus. In fact, the Gemara says in Malchus that if a person gets malchus for chayv increases, he gets out of karas. Hashem is Michael the karas. At least there's one man the Amir that holds that way. It's a shayla whether it's a makleikus or not. Even though the Torah wrote karas, that's if he doesn't get malchus. But if he's warned from malchus and we give him malchus, there's the man the Amir that says that absolves him. But even if it doesn't absolve him, he's chay in malchus. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees. Rabbi Yitzchak said, you know why the Torah wrote karas about chaytzai? To tell me chay v'krisis get karas and not malchus. There is no malchus by chay v'krisis. If you warn a guy, if you eat him kippur, you're going to get malchus. He doesn't get malchus. There's no malchus. Malchus is for a lav, not for chayv and karas. It's a lav.
So I would think by all the arayas.
Not the ones with mitzvahs. Okay. That gets involved in machlokes. Whether you warn a guy by malchus, by lav, by mitzvahs, whether he gets malchus or not.
What happens
with the
love now with Achicha?
Achicha,
though,
how does
the
love
help the more
courage? Kibbe Shalom Achicha, yeah, it's far enough. Right, now you remember, thank you. The Megillah and two places.
But that's just so we're saying now,
he doesn't. He holds there's no malchus. Rabbi Yitzchak argues on that. Rabbi Yitzchak says that when there's karas, there's no malchus. He disagrees with that thing that if one gets malchus, it's good enough. There is no malchus. He said the Torah wrote karas by chayis and it teach me. Chayv increases get karas and they don't get malchus.
Why would you think
it's not the lav? It's a lav. The violation, the punishment of a lav is malchus. The Torah here added a punishment called karas. Did it add it or did it substitute it? That's the machlokes. If you don't hold on to be a plug, you hold the Torah added karas. It's still malchus. One is b'day adam, and one is b'day shemayim. They're not two punishments. They're one punishment b'day adam. That's all we worry about. Hashem takes care of his own thing, right? That's Upon Rabbi Yisrael says, no, the pasuk came to tell me karet is a substitute, not a addition. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, karet ba'achoyis is to teach me no malchus. So how does he learn out that every erev is a separate aveira? We use karet ba'achoyis to teach me that if a guy does two araris, he brings two chatos. Rabbi Yitzchak needs it for something else. So how does he know that halacha? Zakti Gemara, the Rabbi Yisrael Damer Kol Chayv Krisis Bichlal Hoy. The Lom Yatz is the Karis Bakaris the Dain the Bakaris Loi the Malkas the Chalik Min Alan. How does he know the Chalik? Zakti Gemara, Nafka Lom and Vel Isha Benidus Tumasa. The Chayv or Kol Isha Beisha. Could have said Vel Nida. What's that? Isha Benidus Tumasa. To a woman while she's an Nida. Vel Nida. We know an Nida is a woman. To tell me that every woman is separate. Every erva is a separate iser. Rashi. Now the truth is, the Gemara did not elaborate here. And Makkos has a whole amud on this, because the Gemara has, how does one body amud, what does he do? And the Gemara is like, whole amud of dealing with these sukkim. The Gemara here is satisfied just to say, Valisha Benita Samasa doesn't elaborate any further. Anybody who wants to see the elaboration can go to Makkos of Yudhavar Amarav, and see a whole amud of Gemara in the Darshan Zis Sukkim. But here, the Gemara is happy with the words that Elisha Benidus Tumasa. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Lekaris Nitna Veloy Lamalkas. The E history by Lamalkas ain't a loika. The lav should nitna Lazarus Karis to. It's a lav that was given for Karis. The Vizuk ain't like it, Olive. The Lahavile Laoncha Karis. Elam Kain Hizir Allah. Rashi's explaining. You know why? Because what is the purpose of a lav? Usually, the purpose of a lav is to tell me malchus. Here, the Torah had to tell me a lav in order to give karas. So since the Torah had to write the lav for a different purpose, Rabbi Yitzchak holds, we have no right to say it's going on malchus. Hilkachazara lav, the malchus is not given for malchus. Ve'alisha l'chalak alisha v'isha, shebe parashin su'ud, ha'vilei l'michtav, v'anidah l'zikrav. What's ve'alisha benidah stumas? Fine. We took care of that, and now we're down to the last step of these sukkim. And that is that we have in the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, I believe it's in Parshas Kedoshim, it might be in Parshas Achleh. Let me see. In Parshas Kedoshim, Isha Sheyishkev is Daidasai, which is his father's brother's wife, Ervis Nadei Degila, Chetem Yisoh, Aririm Yamusu. Aririm means Rachman al-Uzman die without children. That's what it says. The next pasuk says, Isha Sheyikach has Eish Yisachiv, Nidahi, Ervis Achiv Gila, Aririm Yiyu. They should be Aririm without children. In one place it says Aririm Yamusu, and in one place it says Aririm Yiyu. Two sukkim right next to each other, which says that they die without, well, that they are Aririm. Zakti Gemara. The Ashes they dust say the cost of Arachmana Aririm Yiyu. By Ashes they dust say that the Torah wrote Aririm Yiyu, which Rashi says is part of Karas. Rashi's opinion throughout Chat is every Karas is Ariri. Bumbly. Why do I need it? Why do I need that pasuk to tell me Aririm Yamusu? We already know Aririm by Karas from the next pasuk. Rashi, Aririm Hainunami Karas, Shazare Nichras. Dr. Gemara looked to Rabbah. We need it for Rabbah's halacha. The Rabbah Rami. Rabbah had the following contradiction. Sib, Aririm Yuyu. In one pasuk it says they will be Aririm. What does he translate Aririm? Childless? Instead of Aririm Yamusu, they will die childless. Now, it's contradiction. Aririm Yiyu seems to say that they will come to Aririm. They will become Aririm. And Aririm Yamusu seems to say, if they are now Aririm, they will remain that way. Right? But if they're not Aririm now, they won't be lose their children. Aririm Yiyu says they will become Aririm. Aririm Yamusu says they will remain in their status of Aririm. Okay, son? Yesh lebanam kairon. Both are true. They lose their children and they don't have new children. He loses the children till he had to escape. But he can have children afterwards. He's going to die, Aririm. Because from now on he won't have children. But the ones he had before are unaffected. That's why it says you and Yemusu. To say he loses his old Rachmanu son and he doesn't get any new. Rashi. Doctor Rashi.
These are just children that are under permission, right?
Doesn't say. I think so. Rashi.
I mean, that's the whole thing.
Rashi. That he loses the children he had. Arim Yemusa Mashmi, they may Maxra Arim, Ken Yemusa Vili Yvodim Lachamaita. Nikas Arim, you have a mina, have a liat Katoi, Loki Mashmi, Soifam Lias Arim, she Musa Benem Cheshla Mata. They'll lose their children they have now. You Arim, Avashmi Safam, Li Musa Arim. Not necessarily will last till their death. The bottom Tavalim Katoi, they look like Maxi, their future children won't die. Nikas Akman Arim, Yemusa Vamina Katoi, Eloch, Loki Mashmi, Makatoi, Yisuva Eloch, Arim Yemusa. From then and on, they lose their children. I have a part of the Mikara Lemaiti. Children before don't die. Because Rachman Ariam Yu, Saifim Lovely Dariam. The Maksim Ariam Yu, the Cloud the Hashtalab Ariam Yu, Ariam Yu said that now they have children and they still will become Ariam. So basically, covers both Rachman and Lutzman. They don't have the previous children die and their future children die. Now, the Magid Avram, in one of his first shot, in Baruch Shepatrani Manchel Shoseh, that a father makes by Bar Mitzvah, learns, unlike what people think. People think that you're thanking Hashem that you're not being punished for your kids' averus. Not shot. But Avram says, you thank Hashem that the kid won't be punished for your averus. Baruch Shepatrani Ba'incha Shoseh, because the kids get punished for their father's averus, with their tzadim. So now that he became a gadol, he's no longer responsible for you. So we thank Hashem. Baruch Hashem, he won't suffer for the fair father's averus. That's how the Baruch Avram learns first shot. And the second shot he learns, it's that he didn't do a good job in chinuch. I'm only chayav in chinuch when he's a katan. Baruch Hashem, I'm no longer chayav in chinuch. Of this person. No. Baruch Vatrani Ba'ancha Shalzu. But either it means from him suffering a punishment or from punishing because of him. Either him getting punished or the son. Everybody should have a good chaydish.
Are you related to